Klaus Schwab's thesis in his book is that we should, governments and societies, the world should, quote, seize the opportunity of the public health and economic crisis to reimagine the world and radically change policies. Now, in what ways? I would describe it as a grab bag of left-wing ideas for less freedom and more government.
Marjorie Taylor Greene's getting ready to come in studio next hour with us here on the Alex Jones Show. And remember, I said I have over 20 clips. It's actually more than that, with them admitting they run governments, admitting they've taken over society, admitting they're in full control. And we're going to get to those. But here is the finance minister, the deputy prime minister of Canada, who openly is on the board of directors of the Bilderberg Group's public organization, the World Economic Forum, that's running all this, saying now this is going to be a permanent emergency. We need permanent powers. And now we have the police saying any conservative protesting against lockdowns is illegal. Biden has that in his national announcements as well from June of last year, that any protesting or against lockdowns is terror. This convicts them. This proves how bad they are. Let me finish that clip, though, that we went to with her announcing just, this is just Friday, this is 2 days ago, that, oh, we need to make the emergency permanent for anybody we don't like without a court order, without anything. The government, that means them, that's what they want, is the world cashless society, the social credit score, based on that vaccine passport. The bureaucrats say with the banks who can have bank accounts and who can't. Here it is.
In terms of the financial instruments which our government is using right now to act against these illegal blockades and illegal occupation, we reviewed very, very carefully the tools at the disposal of the federal government. And we used all the tools that we had prior to the invocation of the Emergencies Act. And we determined that we needed some additional tools. Now, some of those tools, we will be putting forward measures to put those tools permanently in place. The authorities of FinTrack, I believe, do need to be expanded to cover crowdsourcing platforms and payment platform and their payment providers. So that is something that we need to do, and we will do, and that needs to be in place permanently.
Let's shut that down. It goes on, the full clips on InfoWars. And FinTrack's this whole UN global government system. And you can go to the World Economic Forum, and she is the deputy prime minister and the deputy head of the World Economic Forum. She's on the board of directors of it. Here's Klaus Schwab. You saw that member of parliament on Friday go, hey, Klaus Schwab brags that he, you know, controls half the parliament in Canada, many other parliaments, or half the cabinet of the government of the prime minister. And they're like, sorry, that's disinfo. You can't talk about that, even though they brag about it. Here's one of the clips they're talking about.
Prime Minister, good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, friends. As you know, the theme of this annual meeting is mastering the fourth industrial revolution. I couldn't imagine anybody who could represent more the world which will come out of this fourth industrial revolution. It certainly will be a world, hopefully, not certainly, hopefully, if we take the right decisions, which will be a diverse world characterized by plurality. It will be a world which will combine significant investments into the future, into our soft and hard infrastructure, with fostering entrepreneurial activity.
And he goes on to say in the clip that we have on screen, you can see it for TV viewers, that Trudeau is the ultimate example of this great reset and their takeover. But here's the actual clip I wanted. I guess we got them mixed up. There's so many. This is Klaus Schwab with David Gergen at the Kennedy Center bragging that he controls the cabinet and controls many of the leaders of the world. And his favorite example of this is Justin Trudeau.
When I mention now names like Mrs. Merkel, even Vladimir Putin and so on, they all have been young global leaders of the World Economic Forum. Mm-hmm. But what we are very proud of now, the young generation, like Prime Minister Trudeau, President of Argentina and so on, that we penetrate the cabinets. So yesterday I was at a reception for Prime Minister Trudeau, and I know that half of this cabinet, or even more, half of this cabinet are actually young global leaders of the World Economic Forum.
And that's true in Argentina too. Wow.
Yeah.
Sorry. That's true in Argentina as well.
It's true in Argentina.
All right, let's cut that off. He goes on and brags. It's everywhere. People are on to him. Now, here's something good before we go to break and come back with MTG. Marjorie Taylor Greene in studio next hour. So excited. Alberta Premier Jason Kenney talks about the Great Reset and lays it out in very simple to understand terms. This is so important that we're going to start the next hour, whether you're listening on AM and FM, local TV, however, tell folks tune in that they don't want you to hear this. The revolution against tyranny is now. Here's part of this patriot, a major governor, premier up in Canada.
Ricky Butterworth, or it might be Cindy Butterworth, says, where do you stand on the Great Reset the Liberals are planning on introducing? Well, let me just say that, first of all, what is this Great Reset? Pierre Polyev, the federal conservative finance critic, recently raised concerns about this, and then he was attacked by some in the media and by the Liberals for supposedly circulating conspiracy theories. Well, the Great Reset is actually the name of a book by a very prominent advocate of it. His name is Klaus Schwab. He sent me a copy. I guess he sent one to probably every government leader around the world. And Klaus Schwab's thesis in his book is that governments and societies, the world, should, quote, seize the opportunity of the public health and economic crisis to reimagine the world and radically change policies. Now, in what ways? I would describe it as a grab bag of left-wing ideas for less freedom and more government, for more government intervention, for policies that would, I think, create massive poverty, particularly energy policies that he is advocating. So Klaus Schwab, by the way, is the president and founder of the World Economic Forum, also known as the Davos Summit. I call it the biggest gathering of global hypocrites in history. It's a little ski village in Switzerland, and every, I think, February, a couple of thousand super rich people, a lot of billionaires, millionaires, global CEOs, and politicians fly into Davos with hundreds of private airplanes. They go into Switzerland and they spend a week basically lecturing the rest of the world, including especially working women and men, about how they should reduce their carbon footprint. The hypocrisy in that crowd is so thick you can't even cut it with a knife. And so, no, I'm not going to be taking any policy direction from Klaus Schwab or his ilk. And what I find offensive, look, the so-called Great Reset is not a conspiracy theory. It is a actual set of concrete proposals being advocated by some very influential people, and including, apparently, by Prime Minister Trudeau, who clearly alluded to it, referred to it, quoted from it, the Schwab theory, in a speech he gave to the United Nations a couple of months ago. So it's not a conspiracy theory to talk about that. Those are the folks advocating it. And I think it's perfectly legitimate for democratically elected leaders for me to say, heck no, we're not going to exploit or take the take advantage of a crisis to advance a political agenda. If we're actually all in this together, like we keep saying, then how about we focus on the crisis, on protecting lives and livelihoods, helping people get through this? And how about after that, instead of exploiting the crisis to impose on democratic societies a whole bunch of failed socialist policy ideas, how about instead we get refocused on generating economic growth, on recreating some of the trillions of dollars of wealth that will have been destroyed, of restarting some of the hundreds of thousands of businesses that will have gone under, of obsessively focusing on getting the millions, the tens of millions around the world back to work? Those who have suffered most in the COVID era have been the poorest around the world. And so the notion that we would then drive them further into energy poverty through Klaus Schwab's policy agenda is, I just frankly find it offensive. So no, it's not a conspiracy, and nor is it a conspiracy theory. I think it's just very distasteful and regrettable that influential people would explicitly seek to take advantage of a crisis like this to advance their own.
Something very rare is going on. And it ends in just 3 days as of the time I'm taping this announcement on Thursday afternoon. Coming up this Monday, the biggest sale in 4 years of high-quality storable foods at preparewithalex.com will end. That's 25% off, already the lowest prices you're going to find on high-quality storable food at InfoWarsStore.com. Again, you can go to preparewithalex.com or InfoWarsStore.com, and it takes you to the same place. 50% off as well on super high quality products like X3, the Deep Earth Crystal Iodine. That sale is going on as well. It doesn't end on Monday. It'll end in a few weeks, but we're almost sold out of the product. Everybody needs to have storable food to be prepared, so become self-sufficient now with the best high quality food at the lowest prices at InfoWarsStore.com.